You love us? You love Amazon. Here's a great way to shop at Amazon while supporting OMFG, too. Instead of going directly to them, go to wolfpop.com/Amazon. That'll take you to the same Amazon you know and love, and all the prices will be the great Amazon.com prices you know and love. But we'll get a sweet, sweet little kickback. I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless. Hello, Emily.
Hi, Deanna.
We are doing a podcast. It is called OMFG.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad we're doing this.
And it can be found at OMFG Pod.
Whoa. It can also be found on the iTunes where you can subscribe. You can also, you know, rate it and leave us a comment. That's fun.
All those things.
Yep.
All of those things. Have you heard of the phrase dad bod?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I hadn't. Mm-hmm. Our guest, Teresa Lee, comic, super funny.
Delightful.
Has a new video out, and it is dealing with the phenomena that is dad bod.
Got it.
It's kind of sweeping the nation.
I haven't seen the video, so very excited.
Oh, yeah.
Perhaps we will share it today.
We will share and we will talk. And we will get down to what a dad bod is, who are the men out there that sort of have the quintessential dad bods. Mm-hmm. Why are the young ladies flocking to this body type?
My question is, where is mom bod? Like, why is it cool for the men's and not the ladies?
And I haven't heard of men like – maybe that, you know, I don't know enough about it. Maybe men are loving a more Zoftig woman these days. I don't know.
Well, you know, here's to hoping.
Yeah. Well, we should bring Teresa Lee in. She's a 25-year-old stand-up comic. She does the sketch comedy. She does the improvisation.
She's a brave soul, is what I've heard.
Yeah.
From what you just said.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
She's out there with the people. She just moved from New York.
To the lovely Los Angeles.
Yeah, so, you know, let's see what this gal has for us.
Let's bring her in. OMFG! Welcome, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Oh, we're so happy to have you and your blonde hair with pink accents, a little bit of root. It's like, that's cool, like 20s hair, you know?
It's super cool 20s.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Teresa, you made a video. It's up on College Humor, and it's called Dad Bod. Mm-hmm. What do you have to say? What is a dad bod? Can you explain it to us? What's going on?
Sure. Well, a dad bod is basically, it's just a term, but I think basically it came out like a few months ago when someone posted an article praising the dad bod. And the dad bod is, you know, a young guy who is like maybe in their 20s, maybe 30s, like kind of post-grad frat boy, like someone who maybe used to be a college athlete or one time like was very into going to the gym.
Okay.
And now mostly just drinks beers and eats pizza, but mm-hmm. still lives that sort of fratty lifestyle. And Emily's face.
I'm just angry.
Is like, no. But it sort of like became this popular thing because, I mean, it existed before, but this girl coined the phrase and was saying like how great it is and it lets the girl be the hot one, but also that like the guy has a better personality. What ends up happening is a lot of guys don't care at all anyways. And then now they're just like celebrating the fact that they're coveted dad bods are in, but also still expecting women to stay up to shape.
Okay, so bod is a bod that's like, it once was super maybe buff, and now it's a softer.
So there's a six-pack under a pile of
yes,
guts.
Sort of.
Okay. I mean, I've got one under a pile.
Oh, too. Please. You don't have an ounce.
We all have six packs is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, mine is mysterious.
Yeah, we're like, Michelangelo said that thing about statues, right? They're in just there and he just has to like
chip
let them
away.
Out.
Yeah. Now, this bod is one that girl is finding like sexy, and other girls are actually like, I want to find a dude that has a man bod. It's something women are actually trying to find.
Yeah, it's not very hard to find.
We're like on the streets with binoculars. Where are all the dad bods?
I mean, I think the phenomenon is that most men, well, there are like, you know, well, very well-groomed men, and a lot of girls are saying, like, we don't need that. We want just like a regular dude. But they're sort of saying like that's what already exists. So it's not that it's hard to find. It's just that women now are saying like this is what we want.
Right.
Therefore making it like, I don't know, like there's competition for it now.
My God, that's crazy. What's a quintessential dad bod of somebody who's famous?
I would say Seth Rogen.
Okay.
Good dad bod.
So, yeah, Seth Rogen. Okay.
Or Chris Pratt, like pre-Guardians of the Galaxy.
And so you think a female would say, I don't like this fine-ass Chris Pratt, this amazingly gorgeous, immaculate Chris Pratt. I want to go back to former chubby Chris Pratt. That's what they would prefer?
Well, I don't know if they would necessarily say that exactly, because Chris Pratt's got, like, dad bod personality is sort of what this girl
that's
is
true,
saying.
That's
so
true.
It's larger.
But I don't know.
It's larger than
it's
bod.
It's more just, yeah. It's also emotional, the dad bod. It's, you can be, like, super ripped and have a dad bod personality. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know in that case if they would say that, but I think they would also not hold it against him if he looked the way he did before. If that makes sense.
Right.
Right. Like, I feel like the body that irritated me that was happening not so long ago was the super skinny legs and the like the hipster, like skinny. They would wear like a skinny jean.
The tight, tight pants.
And then have an awkward fit to them, and then a little pouch of belly.
The skinny fat, right.
Oh, that's it has a name.
Wait, what do you mean?
The skinny fat, or I guess is sort of just a slang for it. Yeah, like a skinny sort of hipster guy, you know, he can probably fit in your jeans.
So upsetting.
And he's, like, he, at first glance, looks skinny, like he's not, obese, but he doesn't have any, like, shape or muscle tone.
Okay.
It probably doesn't work out.
Yeah, it is skinny fat. It is. I mean, that makes me throw up. That is the most disgusting description. Like a skinny fat. Yeah, I'm going to go for a dad bod over a skinny fat.
Definitely.
Any day of the week, you know?
Definitely. But, I mean, yeah, there's, and you know, I don't know. I don't know where you guys sit on this scale, but like, I like a guy who, like, has a little. I do like a dad bod, but I would never – here's what I don't like about the phrase dad bod.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I – from the article that you just described, I support some of that reasoning. However, like, when will it be our time to be glorified as chubsters? When can we have that time?
You're
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. That's sort of like what – when we did this video – was sort of like the joke of it is it's fun to like celebrate, you know, body confidence. That's great. I think everyone should be confident in their bodies, men
sure.
or women.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, like there's no mom bod. There's no like guys aren't writing articles saying like, you know, grow out like your bellies.
Grow
like
out
don't
your
shave
belly.
Your legs. Like do whatever, you know. Yeah. They're still expecting women to have a certain standard.
Well, but if the reason was grow out your bellies, ladies, guys, because we want to be the pretty ones, that would be an issue.
But I think some of what this dad bod sort of phenomena is about is like, you know what? I'm kind of into someone not caring that much. And so, but it doesn't translate with men. They're not like, you know what? Let that armpit hair just come out. Like, don't always bat it back. Like, let it be free.
Yeah.
You know, I like that. I like that essence about you where it's like you're not into the details, you know?
Yeah.
Raise those arms, ladies. Let it free.
Can you set up your video? Because I'd love to play a little clip of it just so we can, because it's so funny.
Sure. So I wrote this rap to the explaining dad bods, and my sister did the beat. And basically, yeah, it's just, we switched it around. So basically, like, instead of video girls in the video, which you can watch online, the guys are sort of like the video girls running around and being sexy with their dad bods.
And where do we find it?
It's on College Humor 2, their YouTube channel.
Cool. And the name of it exactly is?
Oh, God, it's called, they changed the title. It's like Dad bods are sexy, I think.
Okay, cool. Just Google that.
Here's a taste.
His gut was all wet. It was covered in sweat. Not from exercising. He was just out of breath. Hadn't been to the gym in over 10 weeks. His flabby stomach folds were fucking on fleek. You got me feeling naughty with your dad body. You get what I want, so come and put it on me. Got the body of a dad, I think that's ready. We pizza for lunch, breakfast and lunch. I'm talking about the cute dad body. Nothing gets the girls feeling more horny than a former lax bro turned ordinary. Don't want a 10, just give me that 6. His stomach's so thick, he can't see his own dick.
Awesome.
I'm into it. And it's a bunch of dads on the beach letting their guts fly.
Yeah.
Are you dating a dad bod, dude?
I am not dating a dad bod. I have dated dad bod dudes.
You have?
Yeah, before the term existed. So I guess I was doing it before I was cool, but...
Hey, cutting edge.
Yeah.
You know, on the cusp. Who are you dating?
Okay, here's something about me is I love dating apps. Okay. Not even just like, I just like love downloading new dating apps whenever there's a new one. I like testing them out. So, of course, I downloaded dating apps when I moved here. I had to delete my Tinder, though. I'm kind of over Tinder.
Why?
Ugh, me too. Yeah.
Well, I'm over it in general, but I deleted it because I matched with this guy on Tinder that I dated. Just like separately, we didn't meet on Tinder. And I don't have the self-control to not check if he's been using it. So I had to delete it.
There's no way not to check.
Well, you can unmatch, but like, I mean...
You don't want to unmatch.
Would he get like an alert if you unmatched?
No. Oh. He probably isn't. I mean, he doesn't care. But I'm like, oh, if I have this app, I'm going to check.
Did you check?
Well, so I deleted the app.
Before you checked?
Mm-hmm.
No, okay. She checked it then. She deleted it.
I mean,
it,
like, don't let her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, was he?
No, well, like, he hadn't re-downloaded it yet. This was like pretty shortly after I left.
Okay. So that
But she knew the danger was there.
Yeah. Like the day that I check and it's like active, I'm going to be like sad, you know?
Yeah.
Although the weird part about this whole story is that
I would also be active.
Right, that's the fucked up part of it all.
But that's our right as women.
Right, yeah.
Right? Like, we can be doing something but be super pissed and sad that someone else is doing the same thing.
Yeah, I know, I realize how hypocritical it is.
No, it's real. And so are you using any
other? Oh, yeah, so there's new app. So there's this new app called Happn. It's not that new, but actually I'm very excited because I just found a new app yesterday.
Oh, word?
Called Bumble. And this one's very interesting.
Wait.
Bumble.
Wait. Bumble, writing
Bumble.
It down.
Okay, so, first of all.
Someone said this to me. Someone was like, check out Bumble. I'm not on the scene, but like, check out Bumble's site or something like that. And I thought, I just assumed they were talking about like Bumble and Bumble
hair.
Yeah,
the hair.
Because I'm just that not in the know. Okay,
Bumble sounds like an app that if it is for dating sites, it's like, can I give you
tell me what you think it is.
I would think that, you know, you're so crazy as a person that you're just going to bumble into people and there's just – it's not about like – you should match with this person. You're just going to have a bunch of faces out there and you bumble into them and then you guys go meet drink, have drinks.
Oh, that's cute. That's interesting.
It's just a moment in Deanna's brain. It was so delightful. I love
just bumbling around. Well, it's actually interesting you say that because the hair thing and that bumbling around is sort of, to me, like, when I hear it sounds more feminine, but it is actually an app that... So the premise is, so you still swipe like Tinder, but when you match, only the girl can be the first to text. So you have 24 hours within a match for the girl to reach out in a hetero match. So if it's same sex, anyone can reach out. But so the girl has to reach out. The guy can't say anything, but the guy can extend the 24 hours if after 24 hours the girl doesn't respond. So that's kind of showing he's interested.
He's like,
girl. Exactly.
Yeah.
But I like that because on Tinder you just match a lot and people don't say things or
right.
No, women don't really want to reach out first because they think the guy should. But guys just have like hundreds of matches and you don't stand out. So I think that's an interesting approach.
And this sort of handles the bifilipe. Like, we learned bifilipe.
Bifilipe.
Bifilipe. I know bifilipe, but I don't know.
Yeah, so it's we learned it, and basically, it's an you can go on Instagram and see the bifilipe feed, and it's like guys who they are interested in a girl, they're chit-chatting, and then she's like, you know what, I'm just not interested, guys. And then they're like, you fucking bitch.
Oh,
so
God,
this is sort of good
disgusting.
That it's like, it allows, right. But I don't mind this. Let the lady.
I want to talk more about it, but I think we should take a quick break.
Oh.
So let's take a break. We'll come back.
Yes.
And we're going to get into what it's like to reach out first.
OMFG.
One of the reasons why advertisers love OMFG is that they know the show has amazing listeners. About once a year, we run a listener survey to help demonstrate this to advertisers. Right now, we have an all-new survey that I'd like you to take to help us learn more about our audience. Just go to podsurvey.com/OMFG. The survey will take only 5 minutes. We're going to ask you some questions about yourself and what you like to buy, but it's completely anonymous. Your answers will help us find advertisers that are well-matched to you, your interests, and the show. When you're finished, you can enter a monthly drawing to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Even if you've taken one of our previous surveys, I'd like to ask you to take this new one. It's been completely revised, and advertisers like it when we have the most up-to-date answers. Plus, you always have a chance to win that $100 gift card. Once again, that's podsurvey.com/OMFG. Thanks for helping us find the best advertisers so we can keep the show free.
OMFG!
Welcome back.
We're back. And who are we with?
Teresa Lee.
Hey, Teresa.
Hey.
Where can we find you, by the way?
Oh, you can find me on Twitter at Larissa T. It's my first last name with the letter switched.
Sneaky.
And, yeah. I know. I don't think it's that obvious, but there's a lot of Teresa Lees.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where my posts, like my shows and everything. I have a website.
Cool.
And there's links on there.
So. What's your website?
It's taiyilee.com.
Can you spell it?
Oh, yeah. Taiyilee.
Awesome.
My Chinese name.
Cute.
Very cute. So I want to hear more when you reach out.
Yeah.
On this app.
Did you download it? Are you on it
yeah,
now?
I downloaded it.
Oh.
I got a message right before this.
Oh, what was it?
I don't know. I haven't read it yet.
Oh, my God. Let's read it.
We're going to read it and we're going to reply.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. My God. I'm scared.
All right. Let's see.
I'm like, so, whether you want to or not, you are replying to this man.
You got a message that someone's interested, but they didn't say anything yet.
I think they.
You just matched. You get like
let
a.
Let me see. Oh. I matched with someone and he extended it. I didn't say anything to him. So then I was like, well, I should say hi. So I said hi.
He says shies and rhyme.
Oh, shies and rhyme.
Shies and
oh,
does that mean
so that's like wise and shine, but what? No, I don't know.
Shies and rhyme. All right, Jordan. Sure. Is that your A game?
I don't get it.
Shies and
Ryan. You've left us befuddled here.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Shies and Ryan.
I read that as rise and shine, but maybe that's a joke.
You've reached out and you have befuddled us.
And what did
I don't
she
understand.
Say?
I said, hey there.
Hey there. And he said,
shies and Ryan.
I feel like he could have come more correct than that.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's confusing.
Shies and Ryan. Can I see what this Jordan looks like?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
I mean, he's cute. He's very cute.
Cute black guy. Very cute.
Looks like he's with a microphone. Could be a musician.
Like an artist of sorts.
Could be a podcaster.
I think he's a musician. It says Berklee College of Music.
He's very cute. Very cute.
Oh, well, now that he's a musician, we can assume he was just being arty.
Lyrical.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Shies and Ryan.
Shies and Ryan. It's very poetic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
26.
Okay.
Here we go.
So
he's
we need
close.
To write back with like... I mean,
yeah.
Larissa T, we can figure this out.
That's what I'm thinking. Do you think he went to LarissaT.com?
Oh, God, I don't think it links to my Twitter, but...
Like, she likes when you mix words and letters up.
So it's like, we've got to come up with something.
I don't know what we come up with. What are you interested? He's cute.
He's so cute.
I guess. I mean, why not? That's what it is.
It is what it is. Okay, Emily is taking to pen and paper.
We're brainstorming. Okay, what do you say in the morning? Good morning.
So that's mood gorning.
Uh-oh. Okay, cute. Yes, mood gorning.
Mood gorning.
meet with what you're met with, you know, mood gorning.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Would you mind?
All right, here we go.
I hope he replies back, because that's cute. Okay, I like it. Now I'm into, like, this. Yeah, shies and ride, mood gorning. I don't know how this can't work, you know?
I need to just have people type for me all the time.
I don't know.
And I'm going to outsource my messages.
I'm going to meet his exclamation point with an exclamation point.
Thank you.
Okay, that's sending. You're okay?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Sent. Oh, Jordan.
Oh, this is delightful.
Right. Okay.
Do you, like, have you had crazy online dating experiences, or has it been pretty, what is it out there? What have you dealt with?
Oh, well, I mean, I would say for the majority, so I don't feel like I end up going on a lot of online dates, but it's not because I'm not open to them. Like, I'm not downloading them just for material, which is what people think, but okay. I think it's, like, half and half. Like, I'll download it because I want to try it out. Mm-hmm. And I also write for, like, art. I write for, like, sort of women's blogs, so I like trying them out so I can know
Absolutely.
What people are doing.
It's research.
Exactly. Part of it is research. Part of it is, like, of course if I met the perfect person, that'd be great. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not closed off to that. It just tends to be a lot of these dating apps, you know, are a lot of duds.
Right.
So it's a lot of the interactions that are annoying are, like, via messages.
Right.
So I don't really get to that point where we're meeting.
Uh-oh. Do we have something?
No, I thought we had something. I've never been staring at a phone wishing something would happen more than I am right now. Okay.
So are these guys, like, is... We have one, you know, communication, Shies and Ryan. Mm-hmm. Is that sort of what you're getting from guys? Is that the brevity and the... Like, what are men giving
sure,
you?
Sure, what are they... Well, I would say the people who've had luck with it are people who are willing to meet up. But I sort of am like, I think in college and like a little bit after college, I kind of did the whole like just hook up whatever thing.
Yeah.
I'm kind of over that.
Right.
I don't really like casual relationships, mm-hmm. which is what a lot of people are looking for. So that's totally fine. So I did like, I was on Happn the other day and I matched with someone and then he just straight up was like, so I'm ordering Thai food and watching Netflix tonight. And it was like 10 p.m. He's like, do you want to come over? I think that's like, for me, I'm like, no, that's such a turn off.
Yeah. It's not, such a turn off.
Like for first date, first time you're meeting someone, like, I don't know, like put a little effort in it. Like don't just invite me to your plans. Or if you have cool plans, like invite me along, but
don't invite me to your non-plans.
Or like make up, even if you're like, okay, let's go to the bar down the street. Like that's a little bit of effort.
Wait, but
like,
also it was 10 p.m. at night. That was like
so clearly a booty call.
Exactly. It's just like buy me dinner first.
Yeah.
Should be the name of the app.
Well, so yeah, I mean, like, I would totally be down for an app. And this is just because I'm crazy, but like, you should just make an app like for serious dating.
Yeah,
it's not that I want like something serious. It's just like people who are serious
about dating.
Oh, oh yeah,
get on there, girl.
That's amazing. I love it. Yes,
yes, girl, yes.
Yeah, there should just be an app where guys just like record a video saying "I love you" very intently, and you watch it, and then you know they're able to commit, and
totally.
Then you swipe.
My worst thing was like the guy who would do the copy and paste of the fucking long thing he wrote that's all emotional
that's
and like you Ugh. Know that shit is a copy paste.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like, what I really am into is this and I love, you know, you think you're super special and I want to get into you. And it's like, I know you copy and pasted that shit.
Oh yeah. That's the thing with all these dating apps. They're all talking to multiple girls and it's
for
I'm
sure.
so insecure I can't. Like just imagine like you're going back and forth.
But
it's like, no.
Deanna met her fiance on an app.
On a whack attack. Whack attack. Plenty of fish.
Oh, okay. Whack attack. Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I just think it's like.
Oh, I thought you were saying it's called whack attack.
No. She's like,
I don't know that one.
No, it's plenty of fish, but I can't even.
That's like one step crazier than Bumble.
Whack attack.
You just hit people on the street. That's what it is.
Whack attack. No, I just can't even send people to it because it was so many. That being said, I was probably on it for 3 or 4 months and the guys I met were great and I had like little, you know, whatever, really, like it wasn't just a hookup. It was like mm-hmm. I actually met great guys and I did meet the man I'll spend the rest of my life with and I still can't fully co-sign on it because there was such creep attacks and whack attacks and creepervilles all over it. And I felt it's like going to a bargain basement and shuffling.
Yep.
You need the afternoon free to go through and see what's in there. So, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Eileen's basement of dating.
But you know what? I think that like, I don't really like the guys that I end up actually dating and like really like tend to be people I meet in person because I almost like know right away when I meet someone and I'm very picky, but I'm like open to maybe not being picky. It just doesn't happen that way. But I think it's always been like when you put out the vibe in general to the world, that's when you meet people. So I like
that's
being
true.
Online because I'm putting out the vibe, but then I meet people in real life.
That's one. You are 1,000% correct. Especially like I am not. When I wasn't dating, there was no action, mm-hmm. nothing. But then you're right. If you're in that mode of like, hey, I'm looking, it opens it up in real life.
It's really true. And I feel like, you know, once you close yourself off, it's even harder to like open yourself back up. So that's why I always, this is so stupid, but my best dating advice is seriously just think of it as like a football game. Like you're going to get fucking tackled, but you need to get up and keep running.
Sounds hot.
But it's just true. It's just true.
Yeah, no, it is. It's like you just have to keep going.
Yeah.
Although one of my very good friends has been online dating for over a decade.
Bless and her heart. She deserves, wow. I want to buy her a drink.
You know what? And she's had relationships, but I am like, I want her off. Like
she deserves something, right?
For hiatus,
sure. A hiatus. I actually think she approaches them all like little business meetings, and I'm just like, girl, like I don't even know what. I just want her. She has seen it all. She has done. Like, you need to write something important right now because she's been
so upsetting.
What is Happn? We didn't even get into app.
So Happn, Happn is basically it gives you a list of people you've crossed paths with during the day. So, like, in real life, which it tends to be more like, you know, they drove by you or something.
How do we know this?
It uses your GPS. And then, so basically, supposedly,
GPS?
Your phone GPS. So if you guys cross paths.
Oh, like a location.
Yeah.
Cool.
So the idea is, like, it's sort of like trying to mimic fate. Like, people you might have run into in real life, but you didn't say hi to. So then you have a chance to say hello again.
If we both show up at, like, a CVS pharmacy, let's just say, and then my phone goes off and your phone goes off, like, how does it alert you?
Oh, so it doesn't, like, alert you that way. So you can go on whenever, and it'll show you, like, cross paths in the last 3 hours at here. And then you can, like, it's kind of like a missed connections app. But with faces.
I think Emily's onto something where it alerts you and you just start like hungrily like running around.
Running around. That's George. Yeah,
like throwing soap and tampons at people. Is it you? Is it you?
I know. Yeah. I just want an app that's like a key to my house. And it's like, all right, whoever wants to commit to like this relationship, just show up at my door.
Oh, boy. I've read an article that I thought was so hilarious that you wrote called Six Cute and Flirty Ways to Ask Him Who's That Bitch That Likes His Status. That shit had me rolling. What made you write this?
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, it is satire for people who don't know. It's for a satirical website. I don't know, because every girl's been there, right? Like, you want to be chill. Like, we all want to be chill. But, and it's not that we're crazy. I hate that word. It's just, like, guys do crazy things, and we react in a crazy way.
Yeah.
But it's because they start it. They always start it. But
Brett, do you agree? Sound engineer, Brad?
Yes.
Right.
Okay. That you
confirmed.
Always start it. Yeah.
Yeah. And like no girl's just out of the blue like, like, you know, it's usually like, why is he doing this? So anyways, every girl's been there where they've gotten to the point where they're like, have to like, they defer to Facebook stalking of like trying to figure out, is he seeing someone else? Like, why is he being so weird? So you're looking at a status and there's always that one girl who keeps liking the Instagram, keeps liking the Facebooks, puts little hearts. So I don't know. That's a sentiment. It's like, who is that bitch?
Who's this bitch?
Which is kind of a, like, you know, a heightened joke, but yeah, I think people related to that.
But yeah, I have here Baked Him Cupcakes. So one of the ways you can find out, you know, who's that bitch that likes his status? Bake him cupcakes and use the frosting to spell out who is Allison.
Yeah.
Have you tried that one ever?
Oh, gosh, I have not. But I will say, I think the idea of, like, being, like, cute and flirty while also being, like, who is this bitch is sort of, like, that dichotomy that girls always have to, like, still be chill and super cool and super cute, but also, like, yeah, why can't we just, we don't talk to each other, you know? We have to be like, who is she?
Who is this hoe?
Yeah.
Tell him you're going to slip into something more comfortable and then come out of your room wearing that same American Apparel cutout dress the girl was wearing in the photo that she tagged him in. Print out a picture of her face. You wear it as a mask and you ask him if he thinks you are sexy. It's a trick question. There's no right answer. Mind games are so cute. Name that bitch now. I like that.
That's great.
Intricate. It's an intricate plan.
You gotta get detailed in your detective work.
I mean, that guy's gotta be like, Like, you know, like, what's happening?
It's like, what?
Yeah, but I think it's great. And then you had a final one, which is really the best.
Send him a selfie of you hanging out with the girl that keeps commenting LOL on all of his lame status updates.
Yep. I mean, these are actually great ideas in terms of just get a reaction.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And you hunt her down and you just...
And then you kill her.
Right, okay, cool.
Or take a selfie with her.
Yeah.
Her dead body.
That's the best revenge is to make friends with her.
Oh, definitely.
Creep in.
Keep them close. Keep them real close.
There was a guy that I was seeing who had... we were, you know, I followed him on Instagram and... I was like, is this girl your bitch or your cousin? Like, I need to know.
Oh, my God, yeah. Is she your sister or not? Like, I was like, ah.
And I was landing on cousin, but it was his girl.
Oh, no.
It's tough.
No. It's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, like, what bugs me so much is when you're dating a guy and there's still photos of him and his ex, like, in profile photos.
You know what's crazy? My ex got married and there were still photos of us. Like, I think there still might be some. I haven't done a deep dive. But
well, I have that, too. But you know what? I don't think guys are going back and just deleting. You know, I think that's at the end of the day. They're not paying attention. They don't even know what's in there. I don't really know what's in my photos right this second, you know? And but I would know, I think, if I had a ex in there.
I think if you broke up with someone after a long time and I don't know. It just feels
weird. I think it's more
weird.
Of a chick thing, though, to like go and delete photos. I don't think guys go and delete. They're not. I don't think they're pressed.
Brett?
Yeah, I've never even considered, like, deleting.
No,
Okay, so
doesn't even cross his mind.
Doesn't even cross your mind.
Right, but I haven't really run into that issue with an ex possibly seeing, I don't know.
Yeah,
right.
I probably have photos with my ex, but not in, like, profile pictures.
Yeah, see?
Right.
It's very, like, out there.
Well, yeah, I guess if someone else puts it up and tags you guys, like, you can't necessarily... both untag your, you know, I don't know.
But you're saying, like, if you did have something in the archives and you're now dating someone, are you dating anyone, by the way?
Yes.
Okay. How long have you been dating them?
Like 5 years.
Okay, cool. Because I did have someone in mind for you, but it's taken off the table.
I'm still curious.
Yeah. Right, but I'm not going to tell you out of respect for your 5-year relationship.
Okay.
If you were in 5 years, if you told me 3 months, I would show you a beautiful girl. But we're not going to go into that right now. So if you had like a – it wouldn't occur to you like, oh, you know what? Let me clean up my history. Let me go back into my 2012 photos and get rid just in case. It just wouldn't be on your radar. And I think for us, we're like – that's on our radar. You know, we're like, and if you're the girl who's still there, like Emily is with her ex who's married, she's like, there must be a part of him that doesn't want to delete those photos.
I wasn't thinking that, but.
A little bit.
Well, no, you know, it's just weird when you're like, of course, I'm just thinking of his wife and like, why is she like looking through the photos and is just like, ugh, like, why is she still up here?
Right.
You know?
Interesting. Well, like, I do want to think that. I know it's not true, but I want to think that every guy I've ever dated, I am the one that got away, which is definitely not true. Like, they're all the ones that got away. Like, you know, here we are.
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that for a second.
But yeah, there's that idea of like, oh, they're saving on to something. Like, one day they'll realize they were jerks or something. I don't know.
Totally. They will.
They will. You think?
I do.
I don't know.
I don't know. Girls, like, go for jerks, so then they think it's working, and they just keep doing it.
I'm a jerk, and I have a dad bod. Yeah. I'm going to crack open a six-pack and eat some pizza.
We need to take back the night, ladies.
I know.
For fuck's sake.
Ugh.
Okay.
Stretch marks.
Did we do
They're
it?
Hot now. Deal with them. Take that, dad bod. Yeah. Cellulite in your face.
La, la, la.
All right, yeah. Teresa, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
I think we learned a lot.
Thank you. This was fun.
Yeah, you're fabulous. Where are we going to see you do stand-up?
Can see my shows online on my website or my Twitter.
Yeah.
Plenty. Hopefully soon.
Fabulous.
Definitely. We'll come see you.
I want to be in one of your videos. I'm just going to put that out here now.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Can we be like dancing rap girls?
Yeah.
Yeah. Please. Whatever you see for us, we will do. You do great videos, great quality, super funny. So basically, we're just going to ask right now.
Sure. Yeah. I would love to have you guys in.
Okay, great. So good. We'll be waiting. And yeah, you're awesome. I'm so happy you're back here in Los Angeles. And
And let us know, please reach out to us when Jordan writes back, because I just...
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I feel a little disappointed, like he should have known that we were doing this and written back, but...
What a
deal breaker. When he does, you just let me know and I'll come up with something for you to reply with.
I hope we didn't fuck you over with.
Oh no, it's fine. Like I don't want to say I'm not that serious about it, but we'll see what happens.
Breezy.
Yeah.
What can we get? We can't, we have two lines. Like, it's like, how can we be serious? We're three lines in, you know.
I'm sorry.
Shies and Ryan.
We can't overthink a reply to Shies and Ryan and think mood-gorning ruined it.
No. Look, if it's meant to be, it'll be. Put it out in the universe.
We like you.
Well, I like you too.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You
thank God.
Thank you.
Scared you wasn't going to say.
Bye.
OMFG. So Teresa was amazing.
She is so cool.
She's really cool. She's got cool hair. She's like very funny comedian.
Tall.
Very tall.
You know what? You should check out her video. It's College Humor 2, and it's Dad Body Rap that she did with her sister. They did the music and the lyrics together. So much fun.
And her website is TAIYILEE.com. So check her out.
And for us, if you would be so kind.
Where am I going to find you, Deanna?
You know, I'm at Deanna Rafia. Where are you?
Oh, I'm at Frida Foster.
And we are both at OMFG Pod.
We're there all day, every day.
And, you know, if you want to go to the website that is iTunes and go find OMFG and then go into those ratings and give us a nice one, that's always helpful.
Do that after you subscribe and tell all of your friends to subscribe and then give us the rating. We would love it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for listening. We adore you.
Just the other day, I was out with my pals, drinking box wine, just being us gals. In the corner of my eye, what did I see? The hottest motherfucking dad body. I'm talking about the killer dad body. Nothing gets a girl's feeling more horny than a former lax bro turned ordinary. Don't want a 10, just give me that 6. Your stomach's so thick, he can't see his own dick. His gut was all wet, it was covered in sweat. Not from exercising, he was just out of breath. Hadn't been to the gym in over 10 weeks. His flabby stomach folds were fucking on fleek. You got me feeling naughty with your dead body. You got what I want, so come and put it on me. You got the body of a dad, I think that's rad. You eat pizza for lunch, breakfast and lunch. I'm talking about the killer dad body. Nothing gets the girls feeling more horny than a former lax bro turned ordinary. Don't want a 10, just give me that 6. Stomach's so thick, he can't see his own dick. You used to play sports, but you had to stop. You can go for hours long as I'm on top. You're redefining beauty standards for men. And you kinda remind me of Seth Rogen. So maybe he isn't a Channing or Ryan. I'm deaf, the hot one, there's no denying. I'm tired of thinking I'll never be enough. Just give me a man who's already given up. What's that you say? You're already taken by a Brazilian supermodel, if I'm not mistaken. You're telling me to get off my ass? With a dad bod like that? No thanks, I'll pass.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Pop.
Pop?
Pop.
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 Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley, and Paul Scheer.